What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. Because World War III is a really bad idea. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show, hour number three. We're going to leave the phone lines closed for a little bit because I got a bunch of stories to get through. Meanwhile, checking back in with Chicago, still no idea about why this all went down. But apparently, they're now saying four people were shot, two are dead, including the suspected shooter. And this started basically about 3 p.m. Chicago time. And very chaotic situation, but they don't know. A witness, a man shot a woman three times in the chest outside the entrance. That may be domestic situations here. Anyway, all right, so let's get on back to political correctness and so forth and so on. Here's a story that makes me very angry. And apparently down in Florida, why is it always Florida that's doing all this weird stuff? There's a Florida high school. They're under fire because the administrators permitted the screening of a graphic Planned Parenthood video about consent. And the video was produced by Planned Parenthood, presented by the Safe Place and Rape Crisis Center. And it was shown to students in Sarasota County high schools in order to teach them what consent means. The reason parents are upset is the video features several same-sex couples engaging in kissing and sexual touching and features graphic discussions about sex. Now, the video is pushing the idea that asking for consent doesn't have to be awkward. In fact, if you do it right, it could actually be kind of sexy. But apparently, complaints over the graphic video piled up very, very quickly. Now, remember Celine Dion? Singer, celebrity. Apparently, she has now transitioned into the world of fashion design. And she's got this gender-neutral clothing line called Celine Nunu, which is created in conjunction with the global fashion brand Nunu. And basically, she's got this commercial that came on out where she's walking down this maternity ward, and on one side are all the little blue cribs, and on this side are all the pink little cribs, and Celine waves her wand and everything just gets turned to gray, pushing this whole idea of gender neutral or genderless. And basically saying the message is, you know, we have to shape children for the future. And that means giving them the freedom to decide for themselves what their gender is. I'm sorry, it doesn't work that way. Your gender is determined in your DNA. And we've seen all the transgendered people. And they've had all the hormone treatments. Had surgery, they're wearing the right clothes, they've got the right mannerisms. You do a DNA test on them, they're still the original gender. You can't undo that. You just can't. Over in Hollywood, Hollywood feminists are joining forces in the fight to take the sting out of abortion, and they're promoting what's called, it's a Shout Your Abortion book. And this is coming from Sarah Silverman and Daily Show co-creator Liz Winstead, promoted the event on their Twitter pages, which actually took place last Friday. Comedians Daniel Radford and Daniel Perez were also there, along with actress Amy Brennan. And what they're trying to do is make this deadly practice great again. And so they've put out this book that includes photos, essays, and creative work from women who want to share how positively they carried on after their abortions. So they're pushing that really, really hard. And as I've said, I have a lot of mixed feelings about abortion. I concede there are circumstances when it is necessary. You're dealing with rape, you're dealing with incest, you're dealing with serious birth abnormalities, you're dealing with a risk to the life of the mother. Yeah. The part that I do have a problem with is this dehumanization of the fetus in order to turn abortion into an after-the-fact birth control. That I have a problem with here. Over in Eastern Michigan University, the Women's Resource Center will no longer host the Vagina Monologues because the play lacks diversity and inclusion because not all women have vaginas. That really is, I think, the shark right there. Over in, okay, we're going to do a shout out now to our honor affiliates who are rejoining our network here. Over in Virginia at the Mary Baldwin University, they had an art exhibit, which included some pieces that made reference to the Confederate history. And the art exhibit was shut down because the students were out there crying, racism, racism, racism. And the artist came forward and said, why don't we get a chance to explain what we're trying to do here? The intention behind the work is not racist. We're not racist. This is about history. And they raise a very good point. We see all this stuff about tear down this banner, tear down this statue, tear down this artwork. We only ever hear the side of the people who are complaining and screaming. We never hear the other side of why that is up there, what it is supposed to represent here. Oh, this is a good one. Student Senate tries to impeach student body VP for saying illegal alien on their personal Facebook page. That's getting just a little too intrusive. Again, freedom of speech. Gotta have freedom of speech. Now, up in Portland this last weekend, they had a rally that was called the Him Too Rally. And apparently, journalist and photographer Andy Ngo reports that he and others were physically assaulted by Antifa protests while the police just stand around and did nothing. And as a matter of fact, there is a video that captures this lady with like really shiny pink hair and just outlandishly colored clothing, just yelling at and spitting at the men and finally going on up and just striking one who fights back and knocks her to the ground. Because she's small and he's big. And she gets up and starts whining, screaming about, how could you hit me? How could you hit me? You hit him. But you're not allowed to hit back. That's in the rule book I just made up. But apparently it was getting very, very rough. And again, Antifa out of control. The brown shirts. Although in this case, I think it was a pink shirt. And again, the police not doing anything about it here. Okay, getting into, well, this is an interesting story. Over in Great Britain, the telecoms watchdog Ofcom has fined Virgin Media and EE £13 million for overcharging users for terminating their contracts early. Now, you know, when you get involved with any of these companies, you have a contract. And if you want to leave your contract early, there is a fee. Apparently, Virgin Media and EE were overcharging. And they got caught doing it. And now, of course, they're being fined for it. So look at the way this works. The customers of these companies got overcharged. The companies got sued. The money goes to the government. Just think about that a little bit here. Out in California, they're finally getting a break. The winds have died down on the California fires. There's actually starting to get some rain as well. PG&E is acknowledging their culpability in the starting of the fire. So they're going to be looking at all kinds of lawsuits. Right now, the official death toll is 63. More than 1,000 are still missing. And this long after the fact, I think that when it's all done. And it's going to take a long, long time to search through all this burned out forest. I think we're going to see a lot more people who died. I can imagine that if Southern California, well, California in general, is anything like here in Hawaii, a lot of homeless people were living in those forests. And they may have gotten caught. So we'll see. As a matter of fact, California has brought in war zone DNA experts to identify the victims because of the condition the bodies have been left in by the fire. Oh. And a lot of people are still talking, well, those celebrities, they deserve to lose their home. No, nobody deserved to lose their homes. Anthony Hopkins' house was just absolutely left untouched. His neighbor's house just went up. Fires can be like that. They can hop hither and yon. And, you know, of course, it depends on what Anthony Hopkins' house was made out of. It may have been built to be fireproof. Remember when they had that big hurricane down in Florida and there was that one house right on the beach that had been built to withstand 600 mile an hour winds and it was still in perfect condition? If you're willing to spend the money to make your house fireproof or hurricane proof or earthquake proof, it will be so. Now, last week we were talking about how Pierce Brosnan was very upset because he'd had to abandon his mansion beachside with his wife. And then later on, he showed up at a press conference to very tearfully ask for financial help for everybody who lost their homes. Well, good news for him. It turns out his home, like Anthony Hopkins, was spared. Little bit of damage, little bit of scorching, going to be easy to fix. And so good for Pierce and his wife that they did not lose their home and everything in it. That's one of the things that really hurts about a fire. And because I've been through a house fire myself. And we were lucky. We got it put out before the fire department even showed up. But sometimes these wildfires can hit so fast, you don't have time to grab anything. You know, your important papers, your memorabilia, your heirlooms. Basically, you got time to grab yourself, your family, your pets, the car keys, and you're gone. So maybe that's something you ought to take into account for your prepper kit, is having a folder in it with copies of various legal documents that you need to have, like your social security card, your passport, things like that, that you're going to have. Okay. Now, here's a good question. This came on out from the Economic Collapse blog. It's saying, if America is such a happy place, why is the suicide rate up 34% since the year 2000? And it's a legitimate question, and it's a legitimate number because I went on out and I checked. And, yeah, a lot more people are committing suicide here in the United States than they did 18 years ago. Economic pressure is obviously one part of it. Too many antidepressants could be another aspect. So. Meanwhile, Donald Trump has signed a bill into law approving the creation of the standalone Cybersecurity and Infrastructure Security Agency, or CISA. And basically, the CISA Act reorganizes and rebrands the National Protection and Programs Directorate, or the NPPD. This was a program operating inside the Department of Homeland Security. As CISA, they're on their own. They don't have to answer to the Department of Homeland Security any longer. Now, the NPPD was established all the way back in 2007, been around for 11 years, and it's been handling almost all of the Department of Homeland Security's cyber-related issues and projects, and may I editorialize and say, not with much success, because cybercrime is just completely out of control. And this agency is in charge of overseeing civilian and federal cybersecurity programs. I mean, cybercrime is just completely out of control. Now, security researchers have revealed that Apple still has not fixed the iPhone X bug that could let hackers steal deleted photos and files. And they're saying they found the bug, they're white hat hackers, and they won a $50,000 bounty for finding the flaw. Apple's been notified about the vulnerability, but according to Forbes, they haven't done anything about it. And by the way, again, when you have a device like a smartphone or a tablet and you walk out of your home, you're immediately vulnerable. And so you should be very careful and selective about what you have on these devices. Now, Claire and I both have iPhones. We don't have our banking information on there. We don't have credit card information on there. Mostly it's about text messages, browsing the web, making phone calls, FaceTime, things like that. And that's coming out of experience, because remember in the heyday of the contactless credit cards that had the little radio chip inside, Claire got hit. I think it was about five Christmases ago. Somebody walking through the mall had put together one of these machines that was simply pinging every radio chip credit card. Those are now thankfully gone, and they've been replaced with a card that you insert into a machine that puts contacts on it. Great one. Somebody just sent me a comment, and they said, could you explain to me why I'm supposed to accept transgender people for who they are when they themselves could not do so? It's a valid, valid point. And fine. Deliberately Sloan and Samsung are still insisting that this was done to maximize another way to get faster phones, more expensive phones, which, of course, when the iPhone 11 comes on out, the iPhone will start to slow. And it's kind of hard not to know what's really going on. There have been accusations that the manufacturers of operating systems for desktop computers deliberately start to cripple them when the new version comes on out. You know, Windows Millennium Edition, which was never great to begin with. Boy, did it start to show major problems just before XP came out. That kind of thing. All righty. Article coming on out from Investment Watch blog, basically saying when you Google something and the first thing you are shown is Snopes, it may lend credibility to the very conspiracy Snopes is trying to disprove. Now, remember, Snopes has been identified as a gatekeeper. They are not the good guys. They enforce the government's and corporate view of everything that's out on the web. And they've had a lot of problems here. So, anyway, apparently, Twitter users are now calling out what's called blackfishing. And this is where you have white influencers who claim they are posing as biracial women to get more followers. See, the corporate social media is out there trying to make sure that conservatives are being silenced. They're not looking for the other phonies. They're not looking for the phonies that are out there. They're just trying to gain followers, push their liberal agenda. Anyway, we're coming up now on a commercial break. And when we come on back, more about the world of computers, arts, science, and so forth. So stay tuned. We'll be right back. We'll be right back.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you some from Amazon.com. It really does work like the review says it does. I cannot believe that after the first few days, I didn't feel as sluggish or clogged up. It has had a profound impact on my physical, emotional well-being. I'm skeptical as most people about products and their claims, and I never write reviews, but this is a wonderful product and I recommend it to everyone. Great product. It has brought my blood pressure from the mid-150s over the 80s to the mid-130s over mid-80s. Along with diet and exercise in just the past couple of months. Excellent. Thank you, David. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
What really happened with your host, Mike Rivero? You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show here. And from California, they're now saying 77 confirmed dead, more than 1,000 still missing. Touching base back on Chicago, that last comment I made turned out to be correct. This was a domestic dispute. And apparently the shooter shot this doctor. Apparently they had been engaged, and the doctor broke the engagement off. And apparently all this red flagging stuff, that doesn't work either. Okay, getting on back to social media and computers. Apparently, as far as Twitter is concerned, saying that men aren't women now qualifies as hateful conduct on Twitter. Megan Murphy, editor of Canada's leading feminist news portal, Feminist Current, was recently informed by Twitter that two of her tweets had violated the platform's rules against hateful conduct. One of the offending tweets stated that men aren't women, and the other asked, how are trans women not men? Men aren't women. I'm sorry. Again, check the DNA. Now, over at Facebook, there's a big stink brewing, and Facebook may be in kind of trouble. Their stock has now been in decline for something like 3 months, and a lot of it has to do with people just, you know, really responding to all that open censorship. It's going to be a long, long time to counter that. But apparently, when Facebook was dealing with all of this criticism. They hired a public relations firm to discredit critics by claiming that anybody criticizing Facebook were agents of George Soros. Now, this was reported in the New York Times. Facebook is out there saying, this is nonsense. And obviously, Facebook is no longer a popular company. There have been all these privacy and data leaking scandals, half-hearted apologies, and an ongoing obvious effort to clamp down on independent news media have kept Facebook and its CEO Mark Zuckerberg in the headlines for all the wrong reasons. So apparently, investors are now calling on Zuckerberg to step down as chairman because this idea that they hired a PR firm to smear their critics, that's not looking good either. So last Friday, Facebook's chief operating officer, Sheryl Sandberg, pledged a thorough review of its use of this conservative consulting firm. So, all right. And in the category of heck hath no fury like a liberal scorned, the media appears to be turning on Facebook and Google. And I think the realization now is corporate media understands Facebook and Google are now their competitors. They're fighting for the same audience. And they may have been all buddy-buddy and working together back in 2016 when they were out to get that gosh darn Donald Trump. But big media has discovered that their big tech sweethearts betrayed their affection and trust. They're just another bunch of predatory, profit-maximizing monopolies. So that'll be good to see the corporate media and corporate social media have at each other. That will be fun. Polls are now showing that Americans are turning on social media, or actually turning off social media. The majority now think it hurts democracy. Now, last year, 43% of U.S. adults thought social media hurt society. That increased to 57% this year. Both Democrats and Republicans have soured on social media. As Republicans have claimed censorship of conservative voices, which we certainly know that was true. And Democrats have complained about the use of targeted ads that they say can be used to discriminate against minorities. Boy, they're just not making anybody happy. Now, here's an interesting little story. And I may have mentioned this last Friday, but I don't remember, and so I'm going to repeat it. Basically, this is down in Texas. There was a man who was facing 99 years because his former girlfriend claimed that he attacked her and slashed an X in her chest. And fortunately, he is not going to jail because his mother found this selfie that was date stamped showing that the accused man was some 65 miles away from the girlfriend at the time the attack supposedly happened. She cut the X on herself. She wanted to destroy his life, destroy his career. Okay. Here's another article, and I'm certainly in agreement with this one. This is from LibertyCrier.com. 80% of Americans think political correctness is a problem. And of course, the far left is out there. They still think PC is great. PC is their God. Bow down to Almighty PC. But the vast majority of Americans think it's a problem. And they're tired of the liberal whiners using it as an excuse to try and control everybody's life around them. By the way, what do you have when you have a bunch of liberals down in the basement? A wine cellar. We'll be right back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Hi, folks. CBD is the home run hitter for health right now. Why, you ask? Because of what it does for the body. Unfortunately, I can't tell you all about the benefit. You know, there's reasons. Do your due diligence and log on to AncientLifeOil.com. That's AncientLifeOil.com. Ancient Life Oil uses organic ingredients and is blended in coconut oil for some of the best benefits. Legal in 50 states and non-psychoactive. Log on to AncientLifeOil.com. That's AncientLifeOil.com.
Do you worry a lot? Whether you're a college student, busy professional, parent, or grandparent, ongoing stress and elevated levels of the stress hormone cortisol can rob your memory, your health, and your future. Now you can combat the effects of stress and anxiety while improving your memory and recall at the same time with the dietary supplement Calm and Clever. Studies show that the ingredients in Calm and Clever reduce cortisol by as much as 30% in 1 to 2 weeks. Call 1-800-758-8746 or calmandclever.com.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
Many people tell us about their experience with Extendivite. Just listen to what Glenn has to say.
Prior to taking it, I had diabetic neuropathy. The Extendivite reduced that significantly. Acid reflux was reduced. I had athlete's foot, very severe. Trimmed that down to about 75%. Dandruff, almost completely gone. I had occipital neuralgia at the base of my skull. I was having migraines, reduced by about 90%. Heart palpitations, my heart would kind of stall out. I would skip a beat. Very uncomfortable. And when walking from downstairs going to sleep, by the time I got to the bedroom, which is just one flight of stairs, my heart was pounding, coming out of my chest. My vision was blurry. This completely solved that problem. Great product. Thanks.
Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. Join Mike on the air. Call toll-free 800-313-9443. 800-313-9443.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show here. Now, again, back up in Portland, you know, we had this little clash between Antifa and the hashtag Him2 people. And what we're starting to see here is a lot of people are concerned by all of this very open, seemingly socially acceptable bias against white heterosexual males. And they want to stand up and say, hey, we're not the problem here. We're not the oppressors. You know, we're being scapegoated. So apparently up in Portland, somebody was posting flyers that said, it's okay to be white. That's all it said. And the liberals are up in arms saying that this is anti-Semitic. It's a sign of white supremacy. And they're just completely triggered and off their nut here. Okay. Once again, we seem to have an issue where the schools that are supposed to be teaching our young people about the American culture seem to be going the other way. Indoctrination. And once again, we have a school dress code that basically resulted in a trial. And U.S. District Judge Lynn Adelman in Schoenecker versus Koopman decided last Friday that the school could not enforce message dress codes. that if somebody wanted to wear a T-shirt that depicts or mentions guns, that's protected speech. And apparently the school's argument was, it's just a picture. It doesn't convey a specific unambiguous message. And the judge didn't go for that. So, all right, we're talking about gun control. We're talking about this new bill, House Resolution 7115. And apparently they're still writing it because we're hearing the descriptions of what it's supposed to do keep changing. Now, the bill was originally said it was going to be about 3D printed guns. Apparently, those have now been added into this. And they're also putting in a backdoor to force people to register older and homemade firearms. Now, way back when I was a black powder enthusiast, one of the great things about black powder guns was you didn't have to register them. Simply because if you were shooting a patched ball, there wasn't a ballistics test in the world that could match a patched ball back to the barrel that fired it. And besides, when was the last time you saw somebody hold up a 7-Eleven with a flintlock pistol? So, but I remember even back then where the ATF were coming into the store where I bought my supplies, and they were demanding customer lists. And the manager of the store just standing firm and saying, no, you're not allowed to have these. This is private information. So they want the guns. They want them. They want your guns. Their guns are okay. They think their guns are really good. All right, let's talk about some science stuff here. Billionaire Yuri Milner, he's Russian-Israeli, he's planning the first private mission to deep space. And NASA is helping him. Now, Milner is curious whether there's life on Saturn's moon Enceladus, which many experts believe is the most likely place in the universe to contain alien life. It's certainly possible. I'd be rather be looking in those methane pools on Titan, but we'll see. But apparently, Milner's nonprofit Breakthrough Starshot Foundation and NASA are agreeing they're going to put this mission together. This billionaire is going to pay for it. NASA will do it. Good for this guy. I love it when billionaires do good things with their billions, as opposed to George Soros, who's just messing around with everybody's life here. Meanwhile, Voyager 2 is creeping closer to the edge of the solar system. Voyager 1's already out past it. It's past an area known as the heliopause, where the solar wind from the sun basically, it becomes undetectably small. And at that point, by definition, you are truly in international space. So that's kind of an eerie moment because I remember when the Voyagers were launched. I remember watching them being built. So that's... Yeah. And apparently Voyager 2 is still sending data. Takes a licking and keeps on ticking here. Now, the United States plans to continue using Russian-built RD-180 rocket engines for its Atlas launch vehicles. This is coming from NASA Associate Administrator for Space Operations, William Gerstmeier. And he's saying they're staying with the RD-180 and Atlas. Now, the Space Launch System, the new big rocket, will have the main engines that were being built for the space shuttle. But for the Atlas III and the Atlas V, they're going to have to keep using the RD-180s. Congress imposed a ban on those engines in 2014 as relations with Russia deteriorated, but were forced to cancel it a year later when it became clear the United States is unable to develop its own rocket engines in the coming years. All the jigs are gone. The people who are experts in this stuff have probably been lured to other countries. And I understand that there were some startup companies trying to build rocket engines. They didn't really do very well. Now, Morton Thiokol can make the solid boosters, but we're talking here about liquid-fueled engines, which can be very, very tricky. Meanwhile, even though the Warhawks are making stink face at Russia, at least the space scientists are getting together. And Roscosmos is interested in the U.S. proposal of creating an international lunar orbiter, literally a smaller version of the ISS in orbit around the moon. And basically, they're seeing it as a transition point for other missions going out into the solar system. And the ISS, of course, has a limited lifespan. They have not figured out a way to make these things last a really long time. They're constantly being ground down by micrometeors. In fact, some of the surfaces on the ISS are now so roughened by the micrometeors, it actually can slice the cloth protective covering of their gloves. Hasn't penetrated the gloves, didn't lose any air, but it can be a little unnerving when you're done with your mission. You go back inside and the tips of the cloth glove, the protective outer glove, are shredded up here. But Russia's talking about, hey, let's do this one together. And Russia might be in a good position to help us because Russia has developed a spacecraft capable of delivering 3.5 tons of cargo into orbit. And they're basically saying this is about ready to go. They've had a press conference. A Soyuz 2.1 carrier rocket is planned to be used to deliver the spacecraft into orbit. That's a lot of weight. That is a lot of cargo. But at some point, somebody's got to crack the puzzle of how do we get cargo of that weight into low Earth orbit much less expensively, because that's actually the big part of the cost of any space project, just getting it out of the Earth's atmosphere up into orbit. So I have to look on that, my copious amounts of free time here. Russia is sending a humanoid robot that will be going to the International Space Station. The project is called Tester, and it's an autonomous robot that will perform work inside the manned spacecraft inside the Russian segment of the ISS. Now, the first copy of the robot will fly aboard a Soyuz spacecraft, and the second one will follow soon after. So apparently this robot, the Teledroid, is designed for work on the Russian station's, the space station's Russian segment. And I remember seeing a video a while back that Russia wanted to build a robot that would basically crawl along the struts, the truss structure, and would have an upper humanoid body that was tools and arms and cameras and sensors, but it was basically just crawling along the truss to get where it needed to go. Kepler has been put to sleep. We knew this was coming. It was out of fuel. NASA has sent the final shutdown command. They call it the goodnight command. And what it is an order to shut down the command receiver so that Kepler will not pick up anybody's signals in the future and accidentally misinterpret them and send out other signals. It's basically a precaution to make sure that once a satellite or spacecraft is shut off, it stays shut off, that there are no surprises down the road. Now, here, next one is going to be really, really weird, okay? Over in Great Britain, this is being reported on 12160, Piers Morgan, who's this presenter on Good Morning Britain, was basically talking to this animal rights campaigner, Wendy Turner Webster, who said that guide dogs for the blind should be abolished because they don't consent to work. And, of course, Piers Morgan just was stunned. And so, you know, Wendy said that there are welfare issues within guide dogs. She says a quarter of them do not become guide dogs, and they have to go to rehoming systems. That's true. Many years ago, I helped raise puppies for the Seeing Eye program. We would have a puppy for a year, then we'd take it on down to get a new puppy. And not all of them make it through the training. But basically, Piers Morgan came back to her and said, how do you train your dog? And Wendy says, well, yeah, she had to train her dog for her safety. And Pierce said, how did you get your dog's consent to teach it how to sit, to obey your human orders? Do you ride horses? Did you get your horse's consent to have you charging along on top of it? And, of course, Wendy started getting defensive. She looked flustered. She said she is responsible with her animals, so it is a completely different situation. In other words, okay for her, but not for other people. And Pierce came on back and said, so because you're responsible, it's fine for you not to have to get consent. And then Wendy kind of lost it and said, you're mixing up the issue. You're saying it's about consent. And Pierce said, yeah, you're the one who was saying it was about consent. Amazing here. All right, let's get back to the Vatican. This actually happened a little while ago, but I kind of want to finally get this taken care of. The Vatican has ordered the U.S. Conference of Catholic Bishops to delay voting on measures to hold bishops accountable for failing to protect children from sexual abuse. Now, in his announcement, Cardinal Daniel DiNardo said he was disappointed by the Vatican's decision. Now, what appears to be going on, well, first of all, the survivors are saying this is absolutely unacceptable because this has been going on for so long. And finally, the church is trying to do something about it and establish some policies. But what appears to be going on here, according to this story in Government Slaves, the Pope is getting ready to resign in February of next year. Now, in September of this year, Pope Francis convened all the episcopal conferences worldwide for a general meeting to discuss the prevention of abuse of minors and vulnerable adults. And it seems like the reason this order went on out to delay the vote is that Pope Francis wants to impose his own view on the problem before leaving office without having any further interference from the U.S. Catholic bishops. I think there's a major, major problem out there with that. Now, Spain has announced that they're going to outlaw alternative medicines. And the two examples they gave were acupuncture and homeopathy. And the Spanish government has declared war on alternative medicine, saying it will eliminate from health centers what it considers a health risk. In other words, this is a war to protect the profits of the giant pharmaceutical corporations. That's what's going on. Now, here's another story, and this is kind of weird. Apparently on November 1st, the body of Alex Azar, Secretary of Health and Human Services, Daniel Best, who was the advisor to Alex Azar, Secretary of Health and Human Services, was found in the garage door exit of an apartment building. This was the guy who was working with Trump to try and bring pharmaceutical prices down. And he was found unresponsive, but pronounced dead on the scene. Apparently, back on the 15th, the D.C. office of the chief medical examiner declared the death a suicide, saying Best succumbed to multiple blunt force injuries and provided no further details. This was reported on Cleveland.com. So apparently this guy, who was the enemy of the pharmaceutical industry, beat himself to death, is what we're being told on this one. And here is another good one that you're going to love here. James Salas of Montrose, Colorado, was diagnosed with Langerhans cell histiocytosis back in 2012. Now, LCH is a rare form of cancer in which an excess of immature white blood cells cause tumors to form throughout the body. Salas was placed on chemotherapy and painkillers for 5 years. His primary doctor quit his case in 2017. Salas found another doctor who examined him and said he had never had cancer. Salas was actually suffering from vasculitis, an inflammation of the blood vessels. Now, the chemotherapy he was on has given him pancreatitis that he will have to live with for the rest of his life. And so Spain wants to basically say, well, you know, we're going to get rid of people taking care of themselves. You will go to the doctors. Remember that Johns Hopkins study? The third leading cause of death in the United States of America is medical mistakes. We're going to take a break for commercials, back with our last segment of our show after these few words.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magful clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AirOutfitting.com.
The First Amendment in the Bill of Rights limits the government's power by ensuring the freedom of speech and preserving the rights of the people. Every day that passes, our rights gradually slip away. It's time to take a stand and let the government know we're tired of losing our rights. LibertyStickers.com will allow you to express your rights and allow millions of people to see you stand up for what you believe in. LibertyStickers.com carries the largest selection of bumper stickers online, ranging from political to humorous, and is your number one source for Ron Paul for President stickers. As always, you can find your favorite stickers that protest the war and the president. Don't see what you're looking for? Liberty Stickers will custom make stickers that will let you get your message across for all Americans to see. Go to LibertyStickers.com and see pre-made stickers that will get everyone talking. That's LibertyStickers.com or call 877-873-9626. Liberty Stickers, the world's most dangerous stickers.
What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. Visit us online at whatreallyhappened.com. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show, last segment of our program today. And getting on back to what's been going on in France, remember when I said there's probably a lot of issues, it's more than just the gas. And it turns out that, yeah, one of the other issues they're writing about, apparently France has gone way down the road with speed cameras as a means of generating revenue. And the French are not happy about that either. And again, you reach a point where population begins to understand they're being pillaged and plundered. by their own government. And they're not going to be very happy with that one. Okay, over in Washington, D.C., Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, or as she's being called over on BitChute, Alexandria Occasional Cortex, is calling for a socialist overthrow of establishment Democrats. Boy, do they have a problem on their hands. She wants to take apart the existing Democratic core because they're not socialistic enough for her. Apparently, over on the Senate Intelligence Committee, they're calling for Google and YouTube to do more censorship under the guise of protecting this country from those evil Russians. Ooh, bad Russians, bad Russians. Okay, there is a story that's coming out of, again, Florida, Fort Lauderdale. There is apparently at Cardinal Gibbons High School in Fort Lauderdale, children are coming down sick, multiple sick students, after exposure to what is simply being described as an unknown substance. So hopefully it's just a hysterical reaction here. More comments here about the stock market. And they're saying that they're blaming today's drop on Apple, Amazon, Facebook, and tech shares. They're all in trouble. And as I mentioned earlier in the show, Facebook is now in its third solid month of stock price declines. And they did it to themselves with all of this open censorship. So, already apparently down in Florida, again, somebody is saying that Brenda Snipes' resignation justifies having a revote. Let's just do it again. I think the American people need to get really upset about this. We have been down this road before. We keep seeing it over and over and over again. Obvious signs of massive election fraud. And we need to start voicing our anger about that. You want something you want to get angry about? Honest elections. And how can anybody come back and say, no, I'm opposed to honest elections? We've got the moral high ground here. Now, it's possible to have honest elections, or at least more honest elections. Our current system is a joke. It is intentionally set up to facilitate and conceal massive election fraud. We know that illegals were voting this last time. We know that these electronic voting machines had cellular modems. They could be hacked into over the cellular system. This is no way to run an honest election. All right, there's the music. Time for me to get on out of here. Stay tuned for John Stedmiller. I'm sure he's got lots of interesting things to share with you. Please take what you learn here, share it with everyone that you know. Talk to people face-to-face. Bring back the art of conversation. And again, keep reminding everybody how corporate social media is practicing censorship. Anyway, we'll be back tomorrow. Aloha, America.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Most basic diseases are caused by yeast in the gut and metals in the liver, and we all have a bit of both. The garlic in Extendivite has a yeast-killing effect in the gut while also helping the sulfur enzyme in the liver get rid of the metals. Extendivite just may improve your overall health. Products like Extendivite are the only way we are going to get our society healthy. And if you're waiting for the government and pharmaceutical care to solve your health problems, you're going to have a long, disappointing wait, I think. Extendivite is a complete formula for extended life in the new millennium. 80 can be the new 60. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a two-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.